And ladies and gentlemen, here he is coming in from the Weather Center wearing his Mara hat, M-A-R-A. Good morning, Pat.
I don't get that. What's that?
Make America Russia again.
Oh, yeah.
Make America Russia again. Hey, good boy. Take that hat off. Take that hat off.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Pat, how are you this morning?
I'm doing okay. Got lots to do before I head out tomorrow on vacation. So, you know how that is. When you run a business, you have to tie up a lot of loose ends. So that's what I'll be doing today while I'm watching the radar and potential severe weather. We have a flash flood watch that is out from noon until this evening. We are also under a slight risk of severe weather today into this evening. All this because of a cold front coming out of the western sections of New York. So variably hot and humid with afternoon thunderstorms, some strong to severe in the middle 80s. Showers and the storms will end before midnight tonight. We'll drop to the mid 60s. Sunny and less humid, low 80s Wednesday. Sunny, mid 80s Thursday. Friday, make it three in a row. Sunny, warm and dry, middle 80s. After that, this front stalls in the southeastern states. And then a western storm goes up into the Great Lakes. And as it does so, it's going to begin to pull the old front in the southeastern states back up along the coast. And when that happens, there could also be a little bit of a development on that old front. I don't know if it's going to take on tropical characteristics. We'll have to watch it. But what it means is that things will get more humid over the weekend and it will begin to precipitate on Sunday in the form of showers and thunderstorms. That's just part one of this whole thing, because that storm from the western states goes up through the Great Lakes and up into Canada, and it drags another cool front toward the Appalachians. But this time, the jet stream behind that cool front is going to strengthen and go all the way down to the Gulf states and come back up along the East Coast. And that is going to start a conveyor belt of moisture. And once this precipitation in the form of showers and thunderstorms arrives on Sunday, I think it's going to be with us for the better part of next week.
The whole week now, Pat.
Yeah.
Pat, mm-hmm. That's bad. You know why?
No.
Because Railroad Days runs July 18th through the 21st.
Okay, so that is...
tomorrow?
Yeah, so that's good.
Through the 21st.
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with next week.
Okay, all right. It doesn't?
I'm saying, what is he talking about? We're talking about 23, 24, 25? July. Are you sure? So you got the dates right?
Like I said, it says Canaan Railroad Days, Lawrence Field Pavilion, July 18th through the 21st, every night from 6 to 10.
Yeah, they're going to hit.
Oh, it's that's not the only Railroad Days. That's just the opening. That's just the carnival. That's just the carnival. Railroad Days goes on for 10 days. The 18th through the 28th.
Well, then they could have problems next week. But they say they won't have problems through the 21st with the carnival.
No, but I certainly hope the 28th, that's a Saturday. I hope that Saturday is okay.
Well, that's far away, as you know. We shall see, but I just think that we are going to get into a pretty different pattern. You know, I've been telling you this since the beginning of July, that come the mid to latter part of July, there's going to be a big change. And I thought August was going to be much cooler than July. So let's see how it's working out, because I certainly see signs on it now. And all the models are seeing signs of that as well.
All right.
So, yeah, so that's what we have to deal with. And I was going to, did you find, I think I know what you're going to tell me. Most direct rate route for me is over the Tappan Zee. To the Hutch north, to the Merritt, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you get on the
whatever it is, going cut across Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. As long as you agree.
Yes. It's the same thing I gave you last time.
Okay.
That is the best way to go to where you're going.
Right, which is me. Okay, well, that's good.
Now, we also want to say, seeing as we talked about you going on vacation, that, of course, you got a friend staying at your house while you're on vacation. So if anybody thinking about going to Pat's house and raiding it while he's on vacation, besides his neighbors, he has friends that are staying there. So,
well, Neil, our contractor, is going to do some work.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be the best time for him to come because we don't have to be bothered with it. So he's going to do some work. He's going to cut the hall ceiling that goes to the attic.
Yeah.
And he's going to install a pull-down ladder, because right now I have to bring a 12-foot ladder up from the garage to get up into the attic. And it's just, you know, a lot of problems. So he's going to do that. And then he said, as long as he's here, he is going to work on some of the outside, some of the pavers and the cement. So I said to him, you're going to be able to have that done in 4 or 5 days? He goes, yeah, not a problem. So that'll be a good thing. I think the timing's perfect.
Yeah, and he'll probably just hang around your house watching TV and stuff for most of the days and then get it all done in like one day.
I don't know. Yeah, well, I mean, he's not going to get paid. I mean, he's getting paid for all the days.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. So he's getting paid for all the days. And, you know, well, hey, as long as the work's done, I could care less. You know what? If he could get the work done in one day,
that's right,
and I relax and have a good time the rest of the time, you go right ahead.
That's right. There you go.
Go right ahead. You make yourself at home. He's the only one I trust, by the way.
That's good that you have a contractor like that.
Yeah, and he was a friend to begin with, and then he became our contractor, so that's good. He also has the keys to my lake house, and he does work up there. He did the mouse proofing 3 weeks ago, and now he's got to go back there too, and he's got to do some stuff with the floor and the porch. It's a mahogany floor,
yeah.
And where the door is, the water keeps dripping down, you know, from the gutters. And has eaten away part of the floor there, so he's going to replace that whole thing for me, too.
You know, I got this new air conditioner. Remember, my air conditioner pooped out, and I got this air conditioner.
Yeah.
That's a you can move around inside, and you funnel it out. It's great. I didn't realize it had a dehumidifier in it, Pat. So it stopped working yesterday, right? And I'm looking at the error code, and it's because the dehumidifier. I drained the dehumidifier. I've had it on a week, right? You know how much water it took out of the air in a week?
I'm going to say a gallon.
Exactly. 1 gallon of water.
Yeah.
1 gallon.
Isn't that something? See what I mean? This is what I mean about humidity. Wow. Well, I mean, there's always humidity in the air, but when it gets that high, it's just uncomfortable. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
It's unbelievable.
It's just very uncomfortable. But anyhow, that's it. The other disheartening news is that I cannot do that movie this year that I was so excited about.
Why?
Because the two main characters that we thought would play it do not want to play.
So you got to find another movie?
I found one. It stars Joan Collins. It came out last year. It's called The Time of Their Lives.
Oh, sure.
Did you ever? Not the Abbott and Costello one.
No. The one.
Oh.
I've never seen it, though, so I can't tell you.
It's a good movie. You know, I'm going to tweak it. You know, some rewrites there.
Do you ever think instead of doing full-fledged movies, 1 year to do a TV show?
We were thinking of doing The Golden Girls, 2 episodes of The Golden Girls. And I watched this movie last night, and I have watched it before. And it's definitely doable. It doesn't look too difficult. We opted to go with that. You know, so right now that's the plan. If not, we could always do 2 episodes of The Golden Girls, which would be about an hour.
Yeah.
You know, we could even do 3 episodes, you know, and just try to run them into one another. But, yeah, that was our thinking. I think this one may be a little bit easier to cast because it only has three main people in it. And it would be easier for us to do. So we'll work on that. I'll work on that while I'm on vacation.
Well, have a good vacation, and we'll see you when you get back.
Okay. Thank you, Marshall.
Be safe, Pat, and have fun.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast, heading off for the big V, vacation.